Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to DBS Films Podcast. It's just me and you. That means it's a DBS production update. Today is September 30th, and I am back. We are back. We are alive. We have made it. We have finished our 15th feature film. And on top of that, I had the amazing opportunity of meeting our number one fan, number one supporter, heart and soul of DBS Discord, which is a Sparkle. And I was very excited for that. Amazing, amazing job done by the wonderful, lovely team that we have in the community to make such amazing gifts for our Sparkle. And I had the luxury and the pleasure of hand delivering them this weekend. So that was super cool. But yeah, all that being said, is it has been probably some of the busiest and most intense. September this month was really, really wild, just in between my full-time job and DBS and everything that we have going on here. The movie shoot, the shoot itself was pretty tiring for me, just because with the logistics of it. The cabin was fantastic, absolutely great location. A little too many bugs at some point, but hey, it's a cabin in the woods, you're going to get that. But it was a six-hour drive basically there and back to pick people up that I was doing every single day. And on top of that, I had like obligations and stuff to do. And little caveat on top of that, Brennan got everyone sick. So, you know, I had that element to it. But that all being said, it's always worth it. It's never an issue to grind through that because we finished filming what is such an amazing, amazing addition to the DBS cinematography catalog and films, which is The Girl in Cabin 15 or 14. See, my brain is still not recovered, guys. But that being said, it was absolutely amazing. The team did a huge, fantastic job. I'm gonna go ahead and shout them all out right now. We had our leads, Isabella, Brandon Gaucher, and Tanner, all doing such an amazing, amazing job with our core three cast that we had here. Huge shout out to all of them for doing amazing jobs. I mean, it really, really is something where I love the chemistry that these three bring to it, and it really makes it a very, very interesting and engaging movie. Then we have our intro with Kyrie and Austin Rhodes. Absolutely amazing job with them. Austin got chainsawed, which was super cool to see. Kyrie did an amazing job as well. We know our intro is one of the most important parts, so they absolutely crushed it. That was great to see. Then from there, we had Kashmir. Kashmir did such a good job playing Kate the PA. We had a torture scene and once again confirmed that I could not kill someone because I just get like, man, when I have to act like I'm about to hurt someone and they're screaming like no or whatnot, my body's just like, dude, don't do it. So confirming I cannot do that again because of how much and convincing Kashmir was when it came to the screens. We also had the one, the only Benjamin Newmark. I know you're listening to this. I have your aviators. I can figure out how to send them to you. Well, I can just run them to you. We'll figure something out there. Ben did a fantastic job bringing producer Kevin to light. He had a lot of very, very funny lines there. Here's one for you. These mosquitoes have been feasting on my testicles. So that is something you might be expecting to see in the movie. But absolutely amazing work, again, by Ben, always coming in. And it was really cool seeing Ben in a different character aside from Roger, in the sense of, like, it was definitely a way different character. So seeing that was really, really cool. After that, we had the legend Irish was back. Irish did an absolutely fantastic job, as always. Unfortunately, Outlaw Josie could not make it. He had some things come up, so we did miss him for that one. But Irish did absolutely fantastic job. And then from there, we had John Fantasia as our property manager. He did an amazing job as well. And I believe that is everyone. If I do forget you, I'm very, very sorry. Because then other than that, it was me, Dylan Tagan, as the masked men and Mudflaps the clown. fantastic job. And again, shout out to Tagan just for stepping up the special effects as always. I mean, if you guys saw, we got a blood cannon now. Her name's Bertha. She's shooting blood everywhere. So that's really cool to see. Made me look like a dead dumpster baby, which was super cool. I shouldn't say baby, dead dumpster person, which is really cool to see. And just fantastic job. So, I mean, again, huge shout out to the entire cast and crew. The shoot itself was like smooth. It was just like the lack of sleep and the sickness that kind of made it a little bit rougher. But we're done now. Finally back in Orlando here. I get my bed right over there. I'm going to sleep for 15 hours. We're going to sleep all Saturday and we will be fine. But the major one again, I got to meet Sparkle. Sparkle is such an amazing human being. We all know Sparkle. We all love Sparkle. If you don't know Sparkle, love Sparkle, hang out a little bit more in the Discord and you will meet yourself a one Sparkle. She is such a joy to this entire world. And I got to surprise her. So I showed up. We flew in, flew out. In the same day and showed up. It was super quick to get there and get back, but it was absolutely amazing. I mean, I think the coolest thing with this is, you know, as our resources scale and as we develop and grow, this is really going to be kind of like a staple of what DBS does stand for, which is doing these amazing things for the people that are making our dreams come true. You know, Sparkle's our number one supporter. She's been supporting us the longest when it comes to the DBS Legends. She's also our number one fan because, in my opinion, she's always in the Discord, always commenting, always supporting us, always doing such amazing things. And she's just the heart and soul of the Discord. So, Sparkle, it was an absolute pleasure to meet you. I had such a great time meeting you. And again, you know, I really do think this is the case where as we continue to scale, as we continue to grow, things like this, appreciation for the people that are making our dreams come true is just really going to be something that we really focus on. So that kind of covers it all. Again, we will be kind of getting back into normality, I would say, a little bit. We have spooky season coming up, which is going to be good. But right now, myself, the entire team, you know, congrats to everyone involved in the process. Hope you guys get some good sleep and get them rest because my brain is functioning on a very, very minimal smooth wavelength, and I think after a weekend of sleep, ideally, I will be back in action, and you'll be dealing with me in the Discord. But until then, have a good one, my friends.